Old Town Bridge Tower, Cosmological and Astrological Symbolism. With the Old Town Bridge Tower, a wonderful achievement of construction by Peter Parlage's workshop, we return to the court of Charles IV and the early days of the university. Decoration of this tower is full of astrological and cosmological symbolism. Charles IV himself participated in its design, and so did Master Havel of Strahov, the first teacher of astronomy and mathematics at the new university. The moment of laying of the first stone in 1357 on the 9th of June at 5:31 forms a bidirectional series of odd numbers, 13579-7531. At this point, all planets were above the Prague horizon, except for Mars, which was just rising, and the Sun was in Leo, the symbol of the Kingdom of Bohemia. The tower represented a triumphal arch, organized hierarchically, much like the astronomical clock. Over the earthly sphere, with human sins on the sides, we see the lunar sphere with a portal. Above it, in the sphere of the sun, between Charles IV and Wenceslas IV, his son, we see an elevated statue of St. Vitus, patron saint of the bridge. All stone decorations are connected with precise measurements of months in a year, days in a week, and hours in a day. St. Vitus Day, which in the Julian calendar fell on the 15th of June, marked the summer solstice. On the eve of that day, when looking from the gate, one can see how the sun sets behind the chancel of St. Vitus Cathedral, that is, behind the place where one would find the altar and relics of this saint whose cult Charles IV fervently promoted. In the highest heavenly sphere of the stars, or fixed stars to be precise, we can see statues of St. Wojtek and St. Sigmund, patron saints of Bohemia. The windows are somewhat reminiscent of the Apostles' windows in the astronomical clock. We do not find here the most important patron of Bohemia, St. Wenceslas, because his statue used to stand on a separate pillar in the current Krzyżownicke Square, in front of the eastern side of the tower. On coming to the place, the statue would have added to the atmosphere and inspired the imagination of visitors. In the Middle Ages, too, people admired the Prague skyline with the castle and the cathedral. And the tower, with its decorations, functioned as a fitting gateway. And we can also admire the deep knowledge displayed here at the beginning of the astronomical tradition we have been following.